CSRD, European Sustainability Reporting Standards, ESRS. While companies were previously able to decide for themselves how to publish their ESG information, the introduction of the CSRD will in future result in mandatory publication in the management report as part of the annual financial statements. Until now, there have been no uniform requirements for ESG reports and various evaluation criteria and evaluation systems that were neither comparable nor transparent. To clarify the term, ESG, or Environmental, Social, and Governance, is a broader framework that encompasses a company's overall sustainability performance, as described in the last lesson. The European Sustainability Reporting Standards, ESRS, on the other hand, are designed to help companies disclose their sustainability practices as part of CSRD. In essence, ESG is the broader concept, and ESRS is the tool that helps companies communicate their ESG measures effectively, making them transparent and comparable. The aim of the European Sustainability Reporting Standards, ESRS, is to increase the scope and quality of sustainability reporting in companies and to expand sustainable development through transparency. ESRS defines the aspects of sustainability information that companies must report in accordance with the CSRD. The European Financial Reporting Advisory Group, EFRAG, developed these standards for the European Commission. The first set of ESRS was adopted on the 31st of July 23. ESRS and Materiality Analysis. The ESRS serve as a framework for the CSRD and the Dual Materiality Analysis. The so-called Double Materiality Analysis is the core and starting point for decisions in all relevant areas of reporting. This allows the respective company to decide which of the more than 1,000 data points it must provide information on. There are two types of standards within the ESRS. General standards, whereby the general disclosures, ESRS 2, must be reported by all companies. Topic-specific standards that each company defines individually on the basis of the dual materiality analysis, which can be divided into the ESG, Environment, Social, Governance. In future, companies will have to align their reports with these standards, whereby the materiality analysis is carried out for each of these standards with the exception of ESRS 2. In plain language, this means that which ESRS in the areas of general requirements, environment, social, and governance must be reported is based on an individual analysis for each company. General standards. The general standards ESRS 1 and ESRS 2 cover topics such as the vision, objectives, and strategic management of the respective company, mandatory disclosures on the business model, the environmental strategy, and the reporting period, as well as the materiality analysis. ESRS 1 includes general requirements and principles for a company's sustainability reporting, in particular the principle of double materiality. In ESRS 2, companies must report on the impacts of their own business operations on people and the environment, as well as on the opportunities and risks of sustainability aspects for the company, so-called impacts, risks, and opportunities, IRO. It also defines minimum disclosure requirements for corporate policies, measures, key figures, and targets, which form the basis for the corresponding reporting based on the topic-related standards. In order to achieve comparability with international reporting standards, ESRS 2 follows a structure recommended by the Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, TCFD. Topic-specific standards. The results of the materiality analysis determine the important factors for the company in the areas of environment, social affairs, and corporate governance, which must then be reported on in the ESRS. Companies can voluntarily indicate why they have classified certain topics as not material. However, a special feature applies to ESRS E1 climate change. If the company does not classify it as material, the conclusions of the materiality assessment must be explained in detail in order to justify the exclusion. Environmental standards, ESRS E. Environmental standards include management measures relating to climate change and adaptation to climate change, ESRS E1, environmental pollution, ESRS E2, water and marine resources, ESRS E3, on biodiversity and ecosystem services, ESRS E4, and the company-wide use of resources and circular economy, ESRS E5. The environmental standard on climate change, ESRS E1, is one of the most important non-financial indicators of the CSRD. The energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions form the basis for this. The greenhouse gas emissions figures must be collected and prepared in accordance with defined specifications. A self-generated rough approximation of the company's own emissions is not sufficient. ESRSE 1 is based, among other things, on the Greenhouse Gas Protocol, and like this, uses the classification of greenhouse gas emissions into Scope 1, 2, and 3. While the collection of Scope 3 emissions was previously voluntary, this is now changing with the European reporting standards. Scope 3 emissions must be included in the calculation for all companies subject to CSRD. However, ESRSE 1 leaves some leeway for the individual Scope 3 categories. In order to grant companies a transition period, Scope 3 emissions do not have to be included in the report until the second reporting year. Social ESRSS. The inclusion of social standards and human rights in sustainability reporting highlights the great importance of these aspects for the success of the Green Deal and the containment of the climate crisis. The structure of the social ESRS focuses on the stakeholders affected by the impact of the company's activities. The sustainability due diligence process, which we explain in a separate lesson, serves as a point of reference. Social standards include the working conditions, equal opportunities and respect for employees' human rights, ESRSS1, and of the workforce in the value chain, ESRSS2, as well as the protection of affected communities, ESRSS3, and of end users and consumers, ESRSS4. Governance, ESRSG. Corporate governance standards include corporate ethics and culture, the composition of supervisory bodies, measures to prevent corruption, uniform rules on remuneration and political commitment, including lobbying, but also the question of how the company deals with the needs of stakeholders, such as business relationships with suppliers, including payment practices. In future, industry-specific reporting standards are to be added to these ESRS.